Thank you for calling Envision Rx Plus. This is, how can I help you today?
Hi, my name is, and I'm with the doctor's office. I never heard an option for me to choose to, and I need to see if a certain medication requires authorization.
Okay. Can I, for security purposes, can I have your MPI number?
It's.
You say.
Yeah.
Okay, and which doctor is that?
It's Dr. Madelon.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify the member ID number?
Yeah, it's, well, you know what, I have, I only have their Medicare ID number.
Okay, you can go ahead with that number.
It's
okay, and what's that patient's name?
Sarah Fuller.
And date of birth?
Her date of birth is 11/30/83.
Okay. Okay, and what's the medication you're trying to...
It's sepsis, S-U-B as in boy, S-Y-S.
Okay, do you mind if I place you on the brief hold while I do a little research?
No problem.
Okay, 1 second. I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Gina. Thank you for holding. Is that patient in a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay. If you mind me placing you back on a brief hold.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Hi, Gina. Thank you so much for holding. I'm going to have to connect you to our... clinical department so they can go ahead and try to do that override for you.
Okay. Do they have a direct phone number or do I just call this number?
Yeah, I'm going to transfer you over.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do to help you today?
No, that would be it.
All right. Thank you for calling Envision Rx Plus, and if you can continue holding, I'll send you over to our clinical department.
Okay.
Okay.
Clinical department. This is how can I help you?
Hi. You guys must be very busy people.
We are, and I apologize for long waits, but how can I help you now?
I need to know if a certain medication requires authorization, and if it does, if I could do it over the phone, it's urgent.
Oh, okay. You're calling from the doctor's office then, correct?
Yeah, Dr. Madelon's office.
Oh, great. Okay, what's the patient's last name and date of birth?
Her last name is Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R. First name is Sarah. Date of birth is 11/30/83.
Thank you. And which medication are you calling about?
It's sepsis, S-U-B as in boy, S-Y-S.
Looks like it in fact does, because it rejected at the pharmacy yesterday. And so, yes, we can do this over the phone. Is it, is the prescriber Vivian Madelon?
I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah, it's Vivian Madelon.
Madelon, okay. And when we've completed our review, we'll be faxing a notification to your office. What's the secure fax number there? I'll read that back.
Yes.
Very good. And could I ask you to hold for just 2 minutes more while I create the questionnaire for us?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, be right back with you. Hello, Gina?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Gina. Thanks for holding. I appreciate your patience. So is this initial or continuing therapy?
This is initial.
Okay, and what is the diagnosis for the patient?
Let me look through here. management is intended for the medications intended for the management of breakthrough cancer pain. The doctor's treating the patient's breakthrough pain with the diagnosis code of 338.29.
Thank you.
And 338.4.
And did you say 338.4 also?
Yes.
Thank you. Is it also for the breakthrough cancer pain or not?
There's no code for breakthrough cancer.
Yeah, that's fine. I typed out the description. I just wanted to make sure that I heard you correctly.
Breakthrough pain, yeah.
Good, okay. And does the patient live in a long-term care facility or at home?
At home.
And what is the anticipated duration of therapy?
Well, there's no end date. I mean, we just try to get for a year and go from there.
Okay. And is this a brand or a generic? This is single source, no generic, so the brand is required. What other medications in the same therapeutic class have been tried?
Okay, they've tried morphine sulfate. Let me know if you need me to spell something or go slow, okay?
You're doing fine at the pace you're at right now. Morphine sulfate, okay.
Oxycodone. Oxycontin. And I think that's all I can tell for the notes.
Okay. Were those ineffective?
Yeah, let me see what the note says. It had an inadequate analgesic effect. The patient is opioid tolerant.
Thank you. And are there any alternatives that are contraindicated or not appropriate for the patient? You know, aside from not being effective.
That's all that I have.
Okay. And this is a spray. Okay.
Yeah, it's 200 micrograms, 120 units for 30 days.
And it doesn't look like it's going to have a problem with the quantity limitation. So is there any other clinical information you'd like to provide at this time?
No, just the patient will remain on a long-acting opioid and patient's opioid tolerant. Other than that, no, I think we've covered everything.
Very good. And so this will be reviewed by our clinical pharmacist, and then it is expedited, so within 24 hours your office will be notified by fax with the outcome as well. The pharmacy, is there anything else I can help you with at this time?
Yep, that would be it. Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for your time and help. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.